Years after Governor Ducey cut $99 million from Arizona University budgets in 2015, the ripple effects are still being felt. As Arizona Center for Investigative Reporting called it in a recent report, deferred maintenance on the University of Arizona's campus is turning out to be, quote, a time bomb, and it doesn't seem to be the one the state will be able to defuse soon. To talk more about this, we're joined by Jim Small, Executive Director of AZCIR. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
So how far in the red is the UA campus?
Yeah, University of Arizona is particularly kind of behind the eight ball when it comes to this, what's called deferred maintenance, which is basically, you know, the regular maintenance of buildings and infrastructure that the school has identified that needs to be done, but that it just frankly has not had the money to do. They are about $200 million. Excuse me, sorry. Their total project right now, they look at $312 million for deferred maintenance. A decade ago, it was only $61 million, which you know, it's kind of one of those things where it snowballs. You know, if you don't, it's kind of like if you don't take care of your car, you don't change your oils, you don't change your tires, you don't take it in for regular service, before long, those kinds of small bills add up to really big bills. And then you start looking at, instead of just doing, you know, something small to maintain the system and keep it working properly, you start looking at major overhauls, if not outright replacements. And then that's really kind of where U of A is at right now.
Right. So give us an idea of how bad this really is. Like, when you say maintenance, it doesn't sound like that dire, but there's a hospital on the campus, for example, right?
Yeah, there is. And so last summer, and almost a year ago, it was in July of 2016, they had to evacuate everyone from the hospital because the power went out. And suddenly there was no air conditioning. There was no, you know, just all of those things that you need to run a hospital that run on power. They weren't there. So they had to actually get people out of that hospital for safety reasons. And the reason was not because the hospital itself had a problem, but because a building next door that has a power system from the 1950s, that power system overloaded. Those two systems were connected, and it basically triggered a catastrophic failure in the hospital system. So those are the kinds of things that we're talking about. And you know, our reporters spoke with did a lot of research into it and really looked at the systems that they have in place down there, and they have these air conditioning systems, these electrical systems that date back to the 50s and 60s that are still being used today, that are several generations out of date. And one of the maintenance supervisors she spoke with said, you know, the only way that they can get some of these parts is literally to go onto eBay and look to see if they can find these antique, you know, fuses and, you know, some of these things that have been out of circulation for decades, see if they can find them that way in order to actually keep the university systems running properly.
Jim, you covered the state capitol for a number of years, and one of the most contentious aspects of this last legislative session was this $1 billion bonding package as far as universities are concerned. Is some of that money intended to go for maintenance? And if not, why isn't that a greater priority for lawmakers?
Well, that money is, in fact, slotted for both maintenance and for kind of research and technology, improving research and technology infrastructure. And so each of the schools is going to get, basically what it worked out to was about $27 million a year beginning next year for the next 25 years is going to be given to the universities. And they have to match that money with their own money out of their budgets. So the schools will basically have $54 million every year plus inflation as this thing goes on. And they'll be able to bond against it and borrow against it and be able to get some really large projects done. Each school has its own budget for how it anticipates spending this. For U of A, the reality is because they're so far behind in their critical deferred maintenance that almost half of that money, about $200 million of it, is going to be going specifically for repairing and replacing a lot of these really old systems that are kind of holding the campus back and are potentially health and safety issues.
And Jim, very briefly, what needs to happen next, let's say in the very short term, that can do anything?
Well, you know, I think that for the universities, really this bonding proposal that they got through in the budget was the thing that they were looking at. This was the most important thing for them. All of the schools have this maintenance problems that they need to take care of. It's larger at U of A, but ASU has $30 million of it. NAU has significantly less, about $3.5 million of it that they've identified to deal with this bonding proposal. But that was really it's the vehicle that the schools identified as the best way to pay for it without having to go to lawmakers and say, hey, guess what? We actually need you to give us $1 billion or $800 million in order to fix these things.
Okay, great. Jim Small, Executive Director of the Arizona Center for Investigative Reporting. Jim, thanks.
My pleasure.